couple of days ago, we heard on the news that senators from three states have introduced legislation which would lift federal protections for gray wolves in Minnesota, also Wisconsin, Michigan, I think Wyoming, and return responsibility to managing those populations to the states, which in the past generally has been go kill them all. But that's my interpretation. And one of those supporting that was Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, of which I'm greatly disappointed. And it's been quite a while that they've been trying to take the wolves off the endangered list in those four states, but the courts have blocked it, and now there's been a bill introduced which Amy Klobuchar supports, which would prevent courts from overruling the decision. Well, so who do I know that knows wolves? We know Dr. Maureen Hackett, who is with Howling for Wolves and howlingforwolves.com and on Facebook and all over this particular case. And Dr. Hackett, welcome back to KFGO.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jack. And boy, you did a great summary of what's going on with the wolves here in the Midwest and really all over the country. It seems like the wolf is the most beleaguered animal on earth. Mankind, you know, that's the reason the wolf is where the wolf is because of human-caused killing.
I think maybe the only creature hated more than a wolf would be snakes, and I don't understand that anyway, but you can't howl for snakes. Dr. Hackett, someone asked me to make sure to ask you, well, he actually said that the moose population in Minnesota is on the decline because of the wolf. What's your take on that?
No, first of all, that's not true. Not true. And what is causing the moose decline is multiple factors, but one of the factors resulting from the illnesses that the moose is probably suffering from tick-borne illnesses and brainworm, which comes from a snail, a bacteria in a snail, and it gets into the moose. It also gets into white-tailed deer, and white-tailed deer really are one of the carriers and why the moose get it. And so that is a big problem, and the increase in temperatures at night and the moose not cooling down. The moose is in general weaker condition, and some of them are being bled out by the higher levels of ticks. But there was this very limited study that showed that these calves, when they died, they were eaten by wolves. And it was only about looking at 10 collared calves, but there were some questions as to whether the wolves got to the calves before or after they died. And the other question was, these were weak calves. I had some people report that they had seen calves just lying there after they were born and not moving very much at the end of their driveway. So the moose are on the decline in Minnesota, although they stabilized out and went back up a little bit last year. But I'm not a moose expert, and I know that the moose experts do not think that the wolves are the reason for moose decline. And in fact, when we had the most moose, at least in our recent history, we had the most wolves, which would have been in the early 2000s.
And
on Isle Royale, the moose population needs the wolf around, and there are no deer, and they don't have brainworm, and they're not declining.
We often hear from ranchers that the wolves are terrible, doing terrible things with their herds and such as that. I know there are programs in place to take care of that, but does the gray wolf in Minnesota wreak great havoc on wildlife, or are there other influences that might be doing that?
Well, just let's put this in perspective. In Minnesota, it's usually less than 90 or even closer to 80 farms at the most, and sometimes even less than that. Occasionally, they might be around 100 farms in the whole state affected by any wolf conflict. It's usually less than 100 calves or cows total in the whole state in Minnesota, where we supposedly have the most wolves of any state. Usually what happens then is the farmer is reimbursed for the losses. And I know there's an inconvenience with the loss, and we don't want people to lose stuff, but they are reimbursed. And then the wolves are killed, too. They're baited, and they're baited for a long time, up to 60 days and for a half mile out, and they bait as many wolves as they can get. So we like to see a change in the attitude, maybe, and look at keeping the packs intact and leaving wolves alone as much as possible and reducing this lethal method and getting more non-lethal preventive methods in place. And maybe even some incentives in place for farmers not to even call in the trappers at all. So I would love to, you know, get moving on that. We have Collins for Wolves has been working kind of behind the scenes trying to get the agencies, the state agencies, to get a program in place and get legislation passed to support it. But that's, that's an uphill battle, but that's problem solving and forward thinking, even though we know the problem is not as large as people are led to believe. And hunting is not an answer to it no matter what, which is the very sad part is, like in Wisconsin and Michigan, they already have wolf hunts ready to start. Just like in Minnesota, we have a wolf hunt on the books, but they have theirs ready to start as soon as their wolves lose federal protection. And
Maureen,
anyway, they use cruel methods.
Maureen, so, we're going to have to wrap up here pretty quick, but I have seen and read about the tremendously positive impact and unexpected impact reintroducing wolves had, for instance, in the Yellowstone ecosystem. Unexpected impacts, like the return of certain plants, trees, flowers. They had no idea that that would happen. But why do you consider it important that the gray wolf not be delisted?
Because the wolf still needs protection, because the state agencies still need oversight, because as soon as they get responsibility, they misappropriated and killed wolves. And basically, that's what happened. So we have to get a new program in place for public attitudes and non-lethal methods, and they need to be protected while we do that.
Dr. Maureen Hackett, thank you very much for joining us, and people can follow you at howlingforwolves.org, right?
Exactly, and have them go ahead and sign our federal letter and make a phone call. Let Senator Klobuchar know.
It's
you don't like what she did.
Well, I have. And it's
you
like...
You know, just call 202-224 or something.
We, Stan Tequila, a naturalist friend of ours, says that, well, there's no biological imperative that wolves should be removed from the ecosystem, and that's what would happen. We nearly did it previously. You can just go up to Lake of the Woods and look at all those pictures of all those dead wolves, the guys harvested by the hundreds and thousands out of Minnesota forests.
Think about what we did to the genetic diversity.
All right, thank you, Maureen Hackett. A pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.